Every Wednesday, we cover food. We call it Eats and Beats. Delighted to finally get in the house. Chadwick Brightup from Watercourse Foods. Unlike a lot of restaurants in a foodie town, you guys have been there for a while.
Yeah, we've been there. We're coming up on 16 years this February, so
and
it's been a while.
Where's it at?
Right on the corner of 17th and Emerson.
Right, 17th and Emerson. Yeah. On the row with all the restaurants there. It's Watercourse Foods on the map because your menu is 100% vegetarian.
Mm-hmm.
So on the About Us page at your website, watercoursefoods.com, it also links vegetarian menu and comfort food.
Yeah.
And those usually don't go together.
They don't. We try to bring to the plate hearty dishes that have a lot of big flavor, a lot of comfort, a lot of... You know, what people are looking for, we just don't happen to use any meat.
Okay.
So. Just happen not to use any meat.
Well, and to a lot of folks, that means, oops, no flavor. But let's get into some of the things you have. You open, you do breakfast on Friday, Saturday, Sunday at 8 a.m., mm-hmm. and then it's open at 11. But I wanted to mention, you've got a thing called a gluten-free Southern breakfast.
It's great. It's got some cheesy grits on there, either eggs or scrambled tofu, and red bean sausages. Our chef, Rachel, she puts together just huge flavors. She's from the South, puts together huge flavors in meatless proteins, and she makes these great sausage patties that are mostly red beans and some different flours and It's a great dish. I eat it almost every day.
You do serve some cage-free eggs.
Yes.
But that might be the extent of it. I'm looking at the lunch menu here. You might see something, Carlos, you like. Sweet potato and black bean tacos. Again, full. I mean,
they're huge. People love those tacos. We sell, I don't know how many tacos, like 700 of those a month. People love those things.
Okay, this is restaurant scale, right? 700 tacos a month. We're talking with Chadwick Brightup from Watercourse Foods, and they've been around for, 16 years. Mm-hmm. You know, in the West, we're trying to be a little healthier, but the vegetarian ethic, the vegetarian mindset was part of the original plan.
Yeah, and it's mostly there because of the sustainability factors of it. Our owner Dan he's always been very into what's good for the planet, what's good for the community, what's good for where we're from, and it takes a lot less fuel, a lot less energy to raise vegetables than it does to raise cows. And you know, there's enough restaurants out there doing meat, so why not do something else?
And you're not flying fish and lobster in from the coast.
Exactly.
So a smaller footprint there. Chadwick Brightup from Watercourse Foods, 100% vegetarian menu. Carlos, what do you think?
Well, you know, one of the things that I noticed when you look at the sandwich menu, you've got names that would imply that these are big, hearty, greasy kind of, for example, the Maximus Burger. You know, when I think of the Maximus Burger, I think this thing stacked and dripping with the grease and a couple of cheeses. You've got the grinder. There's another one. But yet when you look at the ingredients, shaved seitan?
Seitan.
Seitan, what is that?
It's commonly called mock duck in a lot of Asian restaurants. Uh-huh. It's a wheat gluten.
Okay.
It's pretty much just the proteins that are left over in from wheat.
Okay.
So it's just used in a lot of recipes, a lot of applications where you don't put the meat in, but you put something else there.
Wow. Okay. Oh. And then you got one here, tribute to Charlie Parker. Donna Lee. That was a song that Parker made famous. And that's just a whole wheat tortilla, man, with herb-encrusted seitan. Again, mm-hmm. Cool. Just very interesting.
Noticing on your beverages, you got a vegan milkshake. Chad Brightup from Watercourse Foods. Now's the time to explain for all of us the transition of vegetarian to vegan. Explain that.
Well, vegan is simply no animal products whatsoever.
Okay, so that would throw out milk.
No milk, no cheese, no not even honey.
Okay.
It comes from bees.
Not honey. Okay.
You know, and there's people who are very, very strict with that. We teamed up with a great company in Denver called Sweet Action Ice Cream. And they make a great coconut milk-based ice cream that we use. We have different flavors all the time, but we always have their vanilla in. And we use that along with fresh fruits, and we make great, great milkshakes with it.
Vegan milkshake. Yeah. Nicely done. We know Sweet Action, they do good stuff. Hey, Watercourse Foods, you do Nonprofit Monday, so you have a great community presence. Full disclosure, KUVO has benefited from Nonprofit Mondays as well, so thank you for that. But you're connecting with a lot of community organizations with your Nonprofit Monday program.
Yeah.
What's that about?
Well, most of the organizations that we team up with are local. Some of them are national or worldwide. We just did a Sea Shepherd who does the whole whale wars thing. And what we do is we, on any given Monday, give 10 to 15% of our proceeds or our profits to that nonprofit. So we work really, really well with get their message out, and they help get our message out, and we just work hand in hand.
The restaurant is Watercourse Foods. Our guest, the general manager, Chadwick Brightup from Watercourse Foods, their website, watercoursefoods.com, 17th and
Emerson.
Thank you very much. Happy eating and healthy eating and comfort food. Yeah, okay. Po' boy sandwich.
Yeah,
well. Vegetarian, yeah.
Chadwick, since the menu items at Watercourse, quote unquote, don't drip, I've got a song here specifically to conclude our Eats and Beats song. I can't play Ham and Eggs by Danny Barker, but I can play Save the Bones. Now, this is Danny Barker, who wrote the piece a long time ago, and performs it. Barker on, legendary Danny Barker on guitar.
I'm going to do this tune that was recorded by Johnny Mercer and Nat King Cole quite a few years back. It's entitled Save the Bones for Henry Jones, because Henry doesn't eat no meat. Tonight I'm going to give a supper. We'll eat some food that's rare. And at the head of the table, I'm gonna place Brother Henry's chair. I'm gonna invite all the local big dogs. We're gonna laugh, we're gonna talk, we're gonna eat. Then I'm gonna rake up the bones for Henry Jones, 'cause Henry doesn't eat no meat. Today I'm going to the market, the French market. That's a large market. I'm going to buy a whole lot of...